is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Steel.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Some answers, still many questions. After yesterday's deadly shooting at a small Christian school in Wisconsin, Madison Police Chief Sean Barnes tells CBS Mornings it was a 15-year-old girl who killed a substitute teacher and a classmate before she took her own life.
We do not know where she got the gun. We're working with our partners from the ATF to do what's called an ATF trace form to determine the origins of that weapon, but we hope to have some of those answers today.
He says they're still looking for a motive. A second grader is the one who called 911 to report the incident. The head of Russia's nuclear and chemical defense forces has been killed by a bomb hidden in an electric scooter outside his office in Moscow. CBS's Haley Ott.
Ukrainian security sources have told CBS News that Ukraine's SBU was behind the attack, killing Kirillov in a, quote, special operation, and calling him a war criminal and a legitimate target. Russia has called the bombing a terrorist act.
There is still no explanation for hundreds of drone sightings reported in at least six states in the East.
President-elect Trump claims the Biden administration is covering up the real story.
Our military knows and our president knows, and for some reason they want to keep people in suspense.
But White House National Security Advisor John Kirby tells CBS Mornings the FBI is following up on about 100 possible leads. He says most of the 5,000 sightings can be traced to
commercial drones, law enforcement drones, hobbyists, and of course, as I've said before, civil aviation aircraft.
So far, he says there's nothing that points to other countries being behind the mysterious flights. Peter King, CBS News.
A man convicted of murdering four people is scheduled to die by lethal injection in Indiana tomorrow. It'll be the first time in years a prisoner is put to death there because of a scarcity of drugs. WTTV-TV's Hannah Adamson.
The state, a couple months ago, recently obtained pentobarbital, which is a drug that's commonly used when capital punishment is carried out.
A new reading for the Fed to consider as it gets set to announce a decision on interest rate cuts tomorrow. The Commerce Department reports consumers stepped up spending at retail stores last month, a healthy 0.7%. From 0.5 in October. A furry little red monster and a giant yellow bird are looking for a new home. HBO's Max ending its nearly decade-long partnership with the nonprofit that produces Sesame Street, where Elmo and Big Bird live. The company says it's part of a broader shift away from children's programming in favor of adult and family fare. S&P Futures down 26. This is CBS News.
Power up the holiday and give a gift from the top of their wish list. Visit your local Steel dealer today or shop online at steelusa.com. That's STIHLUSA.com.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. More information is coming out today regarding the 15-year-old girl who opened fire at Abundant Life Christian School in Madison yesterday. Madison Police Chief Sean Barnes.
We have to come together as a community and figure out what happened here and make sure that it doesn't happen in any other place.
A teacher and a student were killed. Six others were injured with two in critical condition. Eli Lilly is getting the go-ahead. The Pleasant Prairie Plan Commission has approved preliminary site plans for Eli Lilly's $3 billion expansion in Kenosha County. The project will add over 60,000 square feet of space and is set to be completed by March of 2026. Respectively, Racine and Kenosha County saw a 14% and a 19% year-over-year increase in November home sales. The Greater Milwaukee Association of Realtors says the entire seven-county region only saw a 4% increase. And Burlington Area School District voters will have an April referendum question. The school district is seeking $13.8 million over 3 years, aiming to cover expenses like salaries and benefits. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Bucks basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Bucks and the Thunder in Las Vegas for the NBA Cup Championship. Doc Rivers asked about the Thunder, one of the youngest teams in the league, featuring Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, against the Bucks, now one of the oldest.
They're good. I enjoy watching them play. Shai's one of my favorite players. I actually got to coach him in his rookie year. But and I joke about it. And all these young teams are flying around, and we're going to come in with our little canes and wheelchairs and play them.
College hoops, the Badgers' next game coming up Sunday when they host Detroit Lake Mercy. Wisconsin dropped out of the AP Top 25 rankings after losing three straight last week, but beat Butler over the weekend.
Much happier locker room than we've had the last three games, and I think these guys really have earned it. And obviously, when you play really good teams, you're going to have adversity, and how you respond to that and how you use those experiences to grow, I think, tells us a lot about the character of the young men in our locker room, and I couldn't be happier for them.
That's Badgers head basketball coach Greg Gard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
A little sunshine this morning, becoming mostly cloudy this afternoon. Our high today right around 38. Tonight, some light snow possible. Less than a half inch of accumulation tomorrow. Snow ending partly cloudy, 33, with more snow on the way by Thursday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
WRJN. Round, round, get around. I get around. Yeah, get around, round, round. Cause it's never been beat, and we've never missed yet with the girls we meet. None of the guys go steady, cause it wouldn't be right to leave your best girl.
Is how you start a radio program. I'm Dan Marcus. Good morning.
JoJo was a man who thought he was a loner, but he knew it couldn't last. JoJo lived his home in Tucson, Arizona, awesome California grass. Get back to where you once belonged. Get back to where you once belonged.
it back.
From Radio Park to pristine North Beach, local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Whatever he could, preach a little gospel, sell a
couple bottles of Dr. Good. Money down. GMC's Trials and Thieves. We hear it from the people of the town. They call us GMC.
Local news, timeless hits, Christmas classics, share songs. What more do you want from a radio station? Oh, yeah. We'll give you a chance to win great gifts like cash and Chula Vista Resort getaways in the Wisconsin Dells. And Paul Harvey, he's coming up at 12:05 today. All on WRJN, right here.
The holidays are here, and Ferraro's has the comfort food to keep you warm and cozy. This season of giving, get more for your money. Buy $100 in gift cards with cash, and Ferraro's will throw in a bonus $20 gift card. Don't forget to check out Ferraro's delicious frozen pizzas. Perfect for carryout, your next fundraiser, or your festive holiday gathering. Serving up the flavor Racine craves this holiday season. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's. Beecham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Head to the Lanes on 20, the ultimate spot to bowl, dine, and unwind. Take advantage of daily open bowling specials, great for all ages. After you strike up the fun, stop by Angry Brothers Pub for fantastic food and drink specials during football, basketball, and hockey games. Plus, they have the ideal kickoff to your weekend with the Friday Fish Fry.
Yes!
Planning a holiday gathering or a birthday bash? The Lanes on 20 has choice dates and the perfect setup for your party. The fun rolls all year long at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
The holidays are here, and it's nearly time to pick a present from our grown-up gift list with our Civic Media statewide Text to Win contest. Listen while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, an overnight vacation at Chula Vista Resort, and be entered to win one of our grand prizes, a robot vacuum, new luggage, humidifier, espresso machine, and more on our grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us. Just download the Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 11, 1, and 4 for your chance to win in our statewide contest.
It's better over here.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has an exclusive rate plan just for you. Right now, get two lines of talk, text, and data for just $30 a line. That's a 45% savings versus Verizon and AT&T. Plus, you can get one of the latest 5G phones free when you add a line. That's right, a free 5G phone. Experience all this and more on America's largest 5G network. So why wait? At T-Mobile, customers 55 and up can get two lines of talk, text, and data for only $30 a line. Just go to T-Mobile.com/choice55 or visit your local store to make the switch.
With AutoPay using debit or bank account plus taxes and fees, 45% off two lines versus AT&T Starter and Verizon Welcome. Plan benefits vary. Free phones up to $300 off with 24 monthly bill credits and qualifying new line for well-qualified customers plus tax and $35 device connection charge. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue remaining bill credits, and if you pay off device early. See details at T-Mobile.com.
The Badgers.
Feeds Max, fakes the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Pivots,
fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts on a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk, Steven Crow hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Sure, WRJN is Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, but how about those announcements that keep your nonprofit, group, or organization humming along all year? If you want us to publicize your event, simply email the information to us at info@wrjn.com. Tell us who, what, when, where, and why, and we'll get it on the air for you. That's info@wrjn.com. WRJN.
When you're walking down that street,
get to know you better. This Christmas, and as we trim the tree, how much fun it's gonna be together. This Christmas, the fireside's blazing bright. We're caroling through the night, and this Christmas will be a very special Christmas for me. Presents and cards are here. My world is filled with cheer and you. This Christmas, and as I look around, your eyes outshine the town they do. This Christmas, fireside's blazing bright. We're caroling through the night.
I couldn't leave.
local news, timeless hits, Christmas classics, and 98 years of broadcasting to Racine and the Racine area. We're WRJN. Now with an update from the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, Stuart J. Waddles.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. There were recent firearm scares in Kenosha schools, but the threat became real yesterday in Madison. Savannah Tomei Olson has the latest about the tragedy.
Police say the suspect shot 8 people at Abundant Life Christian School and then died by suicide before authorities came into the building. A teacher and a student were killed. 2 people are in the hospital fighting for their lives. 4 people, 3 students and a teacher, are expected to be okay. 2 of them have been sent home from the hospital. Police Chief Sean Barnes.
Right now, my heart is heavy for my community. My heart is heavy for Madison, and we have to come together as a community and figure out what happened here and make sure that it doesn't happen in any other place that should be a refuge for students in our community.
There's a candlelight vigil tonight for the community to come together. It's at 6 o'clock at the state capitol. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
The $3 billion expansion of a drug maker in Kenosha County took a step forward last night. The Pleasant Prairie Plan Commission has approved a preliminary site plan for the expansion of Eli Lilly. The project will add over 60,000 square feet of office, manufacturing, and warehouse space to the facility. Construction will start this month with an aim to be completed by March of 2026. And the long-awaited facelift of Racine's Reef Point Marina is making progress. Over half the docks on the northeastern part of the area have been removed as part of Phase 1. They've got a specialized barge with a crane helping to relocate old infrastructure to the Bell Harbor Marina for temporary storage. Once that Reef Point project is finished, there'll be new docks, new pumping stations, and new restroom facilities. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
A little sunshine this morning, becoming mostly cloudy this afternoon. Our high today right around 38. Tonight, some light snow possible. Less than a half inch of accumulation tomorrow. Snow ending partly cloudy, 33, with more snow on the way by Thursday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
Cherokee Nation put us on this reservation, took away our ways of life, the tomahawk and the bowie knife, took away our native tongue, and taught their English to our young. And all the beads we made by hand are nowadays made in Japan. Cherokee people, Cherokee tribe, so proud to live, so proud to die. They took the whole Indian nation, locked us on this reservation. I wear a shirt and tie, I'm still part red man deep inside. Cherokee people, Cherokee tribe, so proud to live, so proud. Maybe.
maybe someday when they've learned, Cherokee Nation will return.
Tune. Great ending, too, to Indian Reservation by Paul Revere and the Raiders. Mark Lindsay, the lead singer, told me they pretty much borrowed that riff from the end of At 17, was the name of the song by Janis Ian. Just FYI, WRJN.
You say that you love me.
Thank you.
Local news, timeless hits, Christmas classics on WRJN. Plus, songs beginning guitarists can learn real easy. This is one of the first songs I learned on my guitar back in the day. C, F, G7, F, repeat.
Baby loves me, yes, yes she does. All the girls outside, yeah. Said she loves me, yes, yes she does. Gonna show her tonight, yeah. She got the way to move me, Jerry.
She got the way to move me. She got the way to move me,
Jerry, baby.
She got the way to move me.
All right. Tell your mama, girl, I can't stay long. We got things we gotta catch up on.
I'll be there in a hurry. On that you can depend and never worry. Miss the arms that used to hold you so close, or the lips that you
classic Diana Ross. Without the rest of the Supremes, that was a solo effort from her on WRJN. This is the Dan Marcus Wax Museum. Another keyword for the grown-up gift list coming shortly after 11 o'clock here. And then shortly after noon is Paul Harvey. So an action-packed thrill-a-minute program here on WRJN. Meanwhile, if you're lacking the holiday spirit, this just might be what you need. Coming up on Saturday the 28th, 2 o'clock, at the Siena Center Chapel, it is a holiday concert hosted by Flutissimo of Racine. Lots of flute music. Flautists from Cudahy, Milwaukee, Sheboygan, with traditional music, some newer ones, some sing-alongs. Should be great. Again, the 28th, 2 o'clock, Siena Center Chapel, and it's free. If you need the details, call us here at WRJN.
Still searching for the perfect holiday present? Give the gift of mobility with Easy Mobility Solutions. A Golden or Pride Power Scooter or Power Chair can help your loved ones move with confidence and ease, making every outing a breeze. Or bless them with a Power Lift Recliner complete with heat and massage for year-round comfort and independence at home. As Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider, Easy Mobility Solutions is here to make your holidays brighter and more mobile. Visit the showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Don't let snow put your golf game on ice. X-Golf Kenosha is your winter golfing destination. Stay warm while you swing through top courses on one of the seven state-of-the-art simulators. Whether you're sharpening your skills, hosting a festive party, or just relaxing with great food and drinks, X-Golf delivers an unforgettable experience. Book your tee time at xgolfkenosha.com and swing by the lounge off Highway 50 just west of Green Bay Road. X-Golf Kenosha, where golf season never ends.
This Friday, December 20th, make your way to Runnings in Burlington for a can't-miss event. From 9 to 3, a Milwaukee Tool specialist will be in store to offer project planning tips and expert insights. Plus, enjoy 10% off all Milwaukee Tool products throughout the day. Whether you're shopping for the perfect gift or upgrading your own tools, Runnings has the quality and savings you need, wrapped in holiday cheer. Visit Runnings in Burlington this Friday on Milwaukee Avenue. They're your trusted partner for all your home, farm, and outdoor needs.
The 11th day of the WRJN 12 Deals of Christmas. Warren Eye Care in Racine. Give the gift of clear vision this holiday season. Dr. Warren combines cutting-edge technology with compassionate care, ensuring patients receive efficient and high-quality service. Whether it's glasses or contact lenses, appointments are designed to be quick and easy. Go to WRJN.com. Click the Big Deals banner and purchase $30 gift certificates for just $15 today only with the WRJN 12 Deals of Christmas.
she told me I could.
I asked to see her and she told me I could.
Something tells me I'm into something good.
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 Oh yeah. Something,
something tells me I'm into something good.
Peter Noon and Herman's Hermits. That was their first hit. One of the strongest first releases of the British Invasion era, I would say. WRJN.
Hey girl, what you doing down there? Dancing alone every night while I live right above you. I can hear your music playing. I can feel your body swaying. One floor below me, you don't even know me. I love you. Oh, my darling,
not three times
on the ceiling if you want me.
Twice on the pipe
if the answer is no. Oh, my sweetness means you
meet me in the hallway.
Means you ain't gonna show. If you look out your window tonight, pulling the string with the note that's attached to my heart. Read how many times I saw you, how in my silence I adored you, and only in my dreams did that wall between us come apart. On the ceiling
if you want me. Twice on the pipe
if the answer is no. Oh, my sweetness means you
meet me in the hallway.
Whoa, twice on the pipe means you ain't gonna show.
If you want me,
whoa,
twice on the pipe.
If the answer is no,
I love you, I love you.
Oh, my sweetness means you'll
meet me in the hallway. Twice on the pipe.
WRJN.
Down. is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin at the White House, where President Biden is praising a decision by the Federal Trade Commission this morning to ban hidden junk fees.
The rule requires ticket sellers, hotels, and vacation rental sites to disclose all of their fees up front, something the president has long supported. In a statement, he said his administration has done everything it can to lower costs for hardworking Americans. He added today's announcement builds on that promise and will save many families hundreds of dollars each year. The statement goes on to say, quote, "These junk fees sneak onto your bill and companies end up making you pay more because they can. These fees add up, taking real money out of the pockets of Americans." Linda Kenyon, CBS News, the White House.
Just in from New York, Rex Huerman, the Long Island architect facing murder charges in the Gilgo Beach killings, has now been charged in the death of a seventh woman. Officials say the 24-year-old had been working as an escort in Philadelphia. Her remains were found on Long Island 14 years ago. As they try to pin down a motive, police in Madison, Wisconsin, say they're putting together a timeline of a 15-year-old's last hours before she shot and killed a classmate and a substitute teacher before turning the gun on herself. Police Chief Sean Barnes tells CBS Mornings.
We'll spend a lot of time today going through some items that we took from her house as a result of a search.
He says they're trying to determine where she got